Ang pagkaing Vietnamese ay napakapopular at mura sa Australia. Subalit ipinakita ng isang imbestigasyong ginawa ng SBS na ang sinasadya at nagpapatuloy na pagtatangkang pagsamantalahan ang mga nagtatrabaho sa industriya ng hospitality ay nakakatulong na pababain ang presyo ng mga tinda at serbisyo na kung saan ang mga nagtatrabaho ay binabayaran lamang ng $6 bawat oras. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Olivia Nguyen at Trin Nguyen. Noong nagdaang buwan, isang reporter ng SBS ang nagpanggap na naghahanap ng trabaho at lumapit sa mga may-ari ng mahigit sa 20 restaurant na Vietnamese sa mga lansangan ng Melbourne. May dalang nakatagong kamera, ito ang kanilang natuklasan bilang naghahanap ng trabaho.
I will keep your salary for 1 week. The salary this week will be paid next week in case you quit the job after some days.
Can I ask how much you will pay me, please?
No, don't ask about the wages. I don't hire you. Training $120 per day cash, pay every week. You will work for me for 12 hours per day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
But my previous boss paid me $17 per hour.
Huh? $17 an hour for a waitress? I can't pay you that high.
Malimbit na lumalapit ang mga bagong dating na estudyanteng Vietnamese sa mga may-ari ng negosyo sa pag-asang mabibigyan sila ng trabaho upang masuportahan ang kanilang pagtira sa Australia. Subalit ang mga estudyanteng nakausap ng SBS ay nagsabi kung paanong karamihan sa kanila ay nakakaroon ng maraming karanasan sa trabaho na kung saan sila ay pinagsasamantalahan, binabayaran ng kulang at kalimitan ay inaabusong berbal. Iniulat nila na ang sweldo ng mga estudyanteng banyaga na nagtatrabaho sa industriya ng hospitality ay malimit na nasa pagitan ng 8 hanggang $12 bawat oras. Subalit may mas malaki pang problema. Sinabi ng dating estudyanteng internasyonal Helen Yen na sa kanyang unang 3 linggo ng trabaho sa isang restaurant, kumita lamang siya ng $6 bawat oras. At idinagdag niya na tiniis niya ang malimit na pang-aabuso ng kanyang amo.
They said I was too young and that they felt sorry for me. So they hired me and paid me $35 a day during the training period. I was so happy. I didn't know the minimum wages in Australia were about $16 or $17. They promised if I worked hard for them for a long time, they'd pay me more. And then I realized the business owner was making fun of me.
Kinausap ng SBS ang marami pang ibang estudyanteng internasyonal at nakarinig ng maraming katulad na karanasan na nagaganap sa Australia. Isa pang estudyanteng Vietnamese sa pangalang Aji Phan ang nag-aaral sa Melbourne University na nagsabi ng kondisyon ng kanyang trabaho sa pamamahala ng isang babae sa isang Cambodian restaurant sa Melbourne.
She treats me like an animal. I don't think it happened to me and it happened with a lot of international students. I don't think I could become a victim of the exploitation. Like I don't have a right. Even I went to toilet. They monitor me. Even I don't have a right to eat at lunchtime. When I cry and tell my father, and I feel a little bit like, maybe I made a wrong decision when I come here, and everything happened. It's not like my imagine about Australia, especially Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the most livable city in the world, but it did happen.
Ang pagsasamantala ng mga estudyante mula ibang bansa ay nanganganib na sumira ng industriya ng Australia ang edukasyon na ngayon ay nakakahalaga ng hanggang $17 bilyong. Ipinakita ng pinakahuling tala na mahigit sa 460,000 estudyante ang nag-aaral sa Australia. Para sa kabuuan, mahigit na 22,000 Vietnamese ang may ranggong ika-4 mula sa lahat ng bansa sa likod lamang ng China, India at South Korea. Noong 2015 at 2016, tinapos ng Fair Work Ombudsman ang halos 2,000 isinampang reklamo para sa may hawak na visa sa Australia. Mula dito, 95% ng mga aligasyon ay kulang na sweldo. Sinabi ng isang tagapagsalita ng Fair Work na alam nila ang mga issue tungkol sa mga migranteng trabahador kasama ang mga estudyante mula sa ibang bansa.
The agency is focused on ensuring more is done to ensure culturally and linguistically diverse business operators understand and comply with Australian workplace laws. We understand that there are cultural challenges and vastly different laws in other parts of the world, but we want to increase awareness that it is essential that all businesses operating in Australia understand and apply Australian laws.
Isang estudyante ang humiling na huwag magpakilala ang nagsabi na pumapayag ang mga estudyanteng banyaga sa anumang usapan sa kanilang pinagtatrabahuhan dahil kailangan nila ng pera upang makaraos sa Australia at kalimitan ay wala silang magagawa. Idinagdag niya na kinausap sila ng husto ng mga may-ari ng restoran kung paano nila kakausapin ang Australian Taxation Office kung sakaling ang kinatawan nito ay biglang dadalaw sa kanilang lugar ng trabaho.
They paid me $8 per hour, cash in hand. I had just arrived in Australia. I had no idea about labour law and I had no qualifications. I accepted to work for any wage in order to support my parents in Vietnam. When I worked there, my boss taught me that if anyone came in and asked, who am I must say I'm a family member helping a brother to take care of the restaurant and that there is no staff here.
Sinabi sa ABC ng isang estudyanteng Vietnamese sa pangalang Loc Lam ang tungkol sa labag sa batas na ginagawa ng mga restoran na nauna niyang pinagtrabahuhan.
When I worked for a restaurant, I saw they had two financial notebooks. In an official book, they listed a few employees. For example, if there were 10 staff for one morning shift, they only wrote down 4 people. But in another notebook, they recorded the right roster of 10 people. At the end of the financial year, they would submit the fake notebook.
Inamin ng Pangulo ng Footscray Asian Business Association, Wing La, na ang kompetisyon sa mga maliliit na negosyo ay mahirap at idinagdag na hindi nila kayang magbayad ng minimum wage.
Most of them are family businesses making profit by selling their own work. They want to sell their products with a competitive price, and so they must find ways to hire cheap labor. Small businesses are facing a competitive market, and in order to survive, they do wrong things.
Sinabi din ni Wingla na hindi tamang sisihin ang mga negosyo sa pagbabayad nila ng kulang sa kanilang mga trabahador at idinagdag na ito ay hindi lamang nangyayari sa mga komunidad Vietnamese. Si Mecca Ho ng Victoria Street Business Association sa Richmond ang nagsabi na ang pagkaing Vietnamese ay mas mura kaysa sa ibang pagkain.
There always be overhead costs. The food that we're selling at the moment, $10 considered between Thai, Caucasian, Italian, $25, $30 for a dish. And you come with two persons, $100. But for two Vietnamese bowl of soup, $20. And how many restaurants there is? So many competitive now. 1,000 of Vietnamese restaurants. It's so hard to compete.
Noong nakalipas na Oktubre, itinayo ng pamahalaang federal ang Migrant Workers Task Force upang harapin ang mga pagsasamantala sa mga migranteng trabahador sa lugar ng trabaho sa Australia. Subalit maraming estudyante mula sa ibang bansa, katulad ni Agi Fan ang nagsabi na nalulungkot pa din siya sa ginagawa ng pamahalaan ng Australia.
Please, government, please, authority, please protect us, please pay more attention on us. And I think they should send staff there to investigate, to find out the problem, to find out who pay underpay or find out who do tax evasion. And for those who pay the pay, they have to get heavy fine.
Sinabi ni Jenny Stanger na mula sa Salvation Army na umaasa siyang magtatrabaho ng karagdagan ang pamahalaan upang ayusin ang tinawag niyang resource of the Australian economy.
International students make a lot of money for Australian educational institutions. They make a lot of money for, you know, as part of the kind of tourism. They contribute so much to our economy, and yet so many of them are being used and abused right in our own neighborhoods. So it's certainly a group of people that deserve respect and support, acknowledgement for the kinds of abuse that's happening, and we need to be doing something about it.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.